Radio silence. 24 hours after the leaking of a clinical review of patient safety at Portlaoise Hospital, and nobody is willing to tell you if accident and emergency services will remain open in the long term, or if surgical services will be preserved. The Health Service Executive still hasn't made a spokesperson available. The local Fine Gael TD, the Foreign Affairs Minister Charlie Flanagan, says he's under tight time constraints and might be able to clarify the matter for you later this morning. We've sought opinions from the Royal College of Surgeons, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, the Irish Hospital Consultants Association, various local GPs, and nobody is available or willing to comment at this stage. In the absence of having the review published, the review completed last March, we are speaking in a vacuum in that I can't ask you whether that level of recruitment is adequate. Will that review be published?
It's up to the HSE ultimately to publish the review.
What would
be
your preference?
Yes, I'd like to see it published.
Will you ask Minister Leo Varadkar, colleague, to do so?
I've already spoken to him about it. My priority is
will he publish it?
My priority is to see its implementation. I don't believe publication is a matter for the Minister for Health, but I do believe that the best interests of the public would be served if a detailed and lengthy and comprehensive plan were not only to be published but would be implemented in order to allay the justified concerns of people in the Midlands and in County Laois for what has been a very, very difficult couple of years for Portlaoise Hospital. And I'm anxious to ensure that the good name and reputation of the hospital be fully restored, that the great work that the staff are engaging in on a day-to-day basis at Portlaoise be acknowledged and rewarded, and that ultimately the people of County Laois and surrounding areas have a health service that they can feel particularly proud of.
You've alluded to the provision of extra resources, but that review also made reference to surgical staff dealing with an insufficient volume of patients to maintain their skills and competencies. And crucially, it said, the provision of greater resources will not address this. Now, how is that risk to public health being dealt with?
Well, it's been dealt with by way of assurance on the part of the Minister for Health and the HSE that Portlaoise has a very bright future.
Wait a moment. So we take Leo Varadkar's word that it has a bright future as a way of dealing with a clinically unsafe throughput of patients for surgeons? Is that an adequate answer?
No, that report, Will, to which you refer, was published earlier this year.
The report I refer to was not published. This is the clinical review, which we haven't seen and which you can't say will be published one way or the other.
I'm referring to a report which was authored by Mr. Ian Carter earlier this year, and following which the HSE put together a plan which involved advertising and recruiting of further staff for Portlaoise, which I support and which I will continue to support until such time as there is a top-class service for the people of County Laois.
But the question I asked had nothing to do with staffing. The question is relating to the throughput of patients for surgeons to deal with. The review completed last March by Mr. Ian Carter suggested surgeons did not have a sufficient volume of patients to maintain their skills and competencies with, and that it couldn't be addressed through resources. So how will it be addressed?
If it can't be addressed through resources, well then it can be addressed through a plan on the part of the HSE to ensure that the people of County Laois have a first-rate health service.
What will be in that plan?
Oh gosh, I couldn't tell you that, Will. I don't throw up the plans.
Okay, but in other words, Minister, with respect, you don't know how that problem of a low throughput of patients for surgeons will be dealt with?
No.
State bodies don't, as a rule, sue one another. But as you're probably aware by now, Portlaoise Hospital is at the centre of a highly unusual situation where the Health Service Executive is threatening to haul the health watchdog HICWA into the High Court if it publishes in full the report of its investigation. Roisin Molloy from County Offaly is the mother of baby Mark, whose death at Portlaoise Hospital in 2012 could have been prevented. Her case is one of a number of tragedies that served as a catalyst for the HICWA inspection.
We have a HICWA report coming out. We have every faith in HICWA that they are going to do a good job. What we need to do then is to have the Department of Health on board. We need the unions on board. We need the Medical Council on board. We need every organisation on board to bring out the open disclosure. We need a mandatory open disclosure policy in Ireland, and it'll make it safer.
We don't know the specific HICWA findings to which the HSE so litigiously objects, but in correspondence leaked to the Irish Times last month, it would seem there are more than 250 adverse findings in total, of which serious findings are made against medical professionals in the care of 83 women. And six imply the reckless endangerment of patients. Health Minister Leo Varadkar told reporters in late March he expects both sides to sort out their differences without resorting to the law.
The report is only a draft, and draft reports by their very nature include inaccuracies, and the process that is now ongoing is a process of checking the facts before it is published. But certainly, as the best of my knowledge, nobody in the department is disputing the report.
The HICWA report isn't the only document health authorities wish to keep out of the public domain, at least for now and in their present form. In early January, I submitted a request under the Freedom of Information Act for copies of correspondence received by the Minister for Health and his Secretary General relating to patient safety at the hospital. The department initially suggested a charge of €500 would apply for the information. On challenging how this could be justified, I was told there would be no fees after all. Among the items released to Midlands 103 is an email from the now Minister for Foreign Affairs, Charlie Flanagan, to the HSE's Regional Director for Performance and Integration, David Walsh, on May 20th last. In it, he describes attending what he terms a crisis meeting of the medical board at Portlaoise Hospital, that it seems every department is in crisis, that consultants are most fearful for the safety of patients, and that he too is concerned. Deputy Flanagan, then the Fine Gael chairman, concludes by saying, as a local TD, I cannot stand over this situation. 2 weeks later, on June 6th, HICWA sent a 20-page letter to the Secretary General at the Department of Health about its impending investigation. This was followed up 3 days later by direct correspondence between the HICWA chairman, Brian McInerney, and the Health Minister, James Riley. On the following week, the Minister received a 75-page performance diagnostic from the Chief Medical Officer. The Department of Health is declining to release this document and the HICWA letters, as it considers the public interest better served by refusing rather than granting the request. Then, on July 4th, a letter was sent to the Health Minister by Deputy HSE Director General Laverne McGuinness, in which she confirms 15 women and families had been referred to psychology services for bereavement counselling and other supports. In a further 3 cases, the HSE had offered to cover the cost to patients if they had already engaged a counsellor. Letters were sent in a further 37 cases, asking them to get in contact should they need assistance in accessing support.
With your news at 10 o'clock, I'm Rory Kelly. Labour's John Whelan is calling on the Health Minister and the head of the HSE to make a statement on the future of the Midland Regional Hospital in Portlaoise. An unpublished HSE.
On the 18th of September last, the Irish Times reported on a confidential review that had been leaked. The impact of its conclusions was seismic. The emergency department should close to be replaced by a 12-hour injury service. That care processes were at risk of collapse. That the hospital is not set up to provide safe, acute and elective surgery because surgeons are not seeing enough patients to maintain their skills. And, crucially, that additional resources would not solve the problem. On that same day, briefing notes were sent to the office of the current Health Minister, Leo Varadkar, for the purpose of a meeting with his cabinet colleague and Fine Gael TD for Laois Offaly, Charlie Flanagan. That six-page briefing was prepared by the Acute Hospitals Policy Unit, but the Department of Health is refusing to release it, again ostensibly because it would not be in the public interest to do so. In an interview on this programme on September 22nd, I asked Charlie Flanagan how concerns about surgical safety would be addressed given the report conclusion that additional resources would not change the situation.
Well, if it can't be addressed through resources, well then it can be addressed through a plan on the part of the HSE to ensure that the people of County Laois have a first-rate health service.
What will be in that plan?
Oh gosh, I couldn't tell you that, Will. I don't throw up the plans.
Okay, but in other words, Minister, with respect, you don't know how that problem of a low throughput of patients for surgeons will be dealt with?
No.
Since then, no plan has been published, nor has Minister Flanagan again appeared live on this programme. No correspondence to the Health Minister or Secretary General relating to safety at Port Laois Hospital has been released to Midlands 103 under the Freedom of Information Act after that date. This includes, among other things, a 29-page email detailing patient safety issues at Port Laois Hospital sent by the Chief Medical Officer to the Secretary General of the Department on November 28th. And further correspondence on the issue exchanged on December 13th, and a further letter from the Chief Medical Officer directly to the Minister on January 16th last. It is exactly 200 days since Midlands 103 contacted the Department of Health Press Office requesting an interview with the Minister for Health. Despite more than a dozen calls and emails since then, Leo Varadkar is still not available to Midlands 103 to discuss patient safety issues at Port Laois Hospital. Good morning. Today, you find out why one of the region's busiest hospitals failed to prevent the needless deaths of babies when failings were already known. Why lessons were not learned, why agreed systems were not put in place, why the hospital is told to provide a high level of service, yet isn't given the money and resources to do so. But will the long-awaited HICWA report deliver the answers, or simply raise more questions? Midlands 103 will be live from the press conference at 10 o'clock this morning, bringing you the most detailed coverage of what the watchdog has learned. Also coming up today.
Within a couple of years, that was reduced to around 43 million. That's a huge cut.
But there is another issue that doesn't deal with resources, and this was posed by Ian Carter, who at the time was working for the HSE in March of 2014 and conducted an internal review, and HICWA is now backing this up, that when it comes to surgical services, intensive and critical care services, the staff are not meeting enough patients to maintain their skills. Resources won't fix that. There simply isn't a throughput of patients that is sufficient. And the investigation team notes in its report on page 16, they are not assured that critical care services are sustainable at Port Laois Hospital. How do you react to that?
Well, what I would say in reaction to that, regarding maternity services, which is a big issue here, right, the facts are is that you have to have the ancillary services to back up that, such as surgical and the other ancillary services that are needed.
Okay, but is it a case then that the performance of complex surgical procedures in Port Laois may have to end, and that only the more routine matters, and in the context of maternity, C-sections or emergency C-sections, that would be about the extent of it, only routine procedures?
Well, I would never argue that you can have a critical care unit and specialist treatment every crossroads. I understand that.
But what about your own crossroads?
And what I would say to you about it is this, in the situation regarding maternity, we have to have the surgical services that are needed in relation to maternity have to
yes,
be 100%.
Yes, you've made that point, but what about the more complex critical care services that at the moment are being performed in Port Laois and perhaps should not be? Would you insist as an opposition TD that they be retained, or would you be prepared to countenance dropping them?
Look, we can't provide one at every crossroads, and I understand that. If it's shown that it can't be, right, and you know that we have to have a centre of excellence in relation to certain specialised services, that's what we have to do. But we must maintain the core services in Port Laois That has to continue. But, I mean, look, of course, from a medical point of view, we have to take the views of experts into consideration. But we also have to take into consideration that Portlaoise, placed in the middle of the country, has a huge catchment area, has huge potential to be developed further as a centre of excellence in relation to a number of areas. And it can't be, and I mean, I don't have a problem with that, it can't be a centre of excellence for everything, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. But it must be a centre of excellence for maternity and those other core services.
Brian Stanley, I appreciate you've only just seen the report, so thank you very much for taking time to give us your reaction. 0818 300. Moving on to other services at the hospital, HICWA wants the HSE to publish an action plan to address risks and concerns, together with timetables and named individuals responsible for delivery. When is the latest you would expect that to be published?
It's not something that's entirely under my control, so it's not something that I want to put a definite time frame on. But certainly weeks to months would be what I'd expect. But it'll have to be looked at not just Portlaoise in isolation. It'll have to be considered in the context of the whole Dublin Midlands Hospital Group, because anything you do in Portlaoise could have an impact on other hospitals. So.
But the recommendation was specific to Portlaoise, and some of the issues go back to 2012, for instance, the provision of undifferentiated care. HICWA wrote to the HSE about its concerns in December 2012. The HSE's own clinical review, led by Ian Carter last year, concluded a 24-hour emergency department was unsustainable and that it should be replaced with a 12-hour injury clinic. HICWA is no less damning in its report of last Friday, and the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine this week said the unit should close again for safety reasons. So while this state of indecision persists, how would you characterise the risk to patients?
I think the risk to patients is actually very low in Portlaoise ED, and that's part of that is because that there is consultant staff there, and everyone is now under the governance of a named consultant. So I think the risks are very low.
Is it not the case that the governance is divided among a number of disciplines? That's what the HICWA report had concluded. Has that since changed?
I'm informed it has since changed, and anyone who comes into the ED is under the governance of a single consultant. Now, of course, at a certain point in time, they may then be referred medical or referred surgical or referred to the paediatricians. But what was happening before is people were coming into the emergency department, what they call undifferentiated patients, and nobody, certainly no consultant, was in charge of them, if you like, and that has now changed.
We do know HICWA is of the view the ICU is unfit for purpose, and negotiations or discussions are continuing with HICWA about that. They're not necessarily saying it's unsafe, but it is certainly too small. What would be your preference in terms of an outcome if the ICU is unfit for purpose?
Yeah, well, like I say, I don't want to prejudice any decisions that aren't made yet, and I'll be relying on the recommendation of the hospital group.
Brandon, but the ICU is central to the provision of 24-hour emergency care, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm happy to answer that question, but I don't want to create the false impression that decisions are already made that aren't yet made. I was in the ICU. It's not really an ICU. It's a room with some ICU equipment in it, and it isn't what would be described as an ICU in almost any modern hospital in Ireland. But to have what is now described as an ICU in any modern hospital in Ireland, you need to have a critical mass of patients who require ventilation to make it viable, and you need to have particular consultant staff providing governance over it. So what is an ICU in Portlaoise would have been the standard type ICU that you'd have in a small hospital anywhere in the country maybe 10 or 15 years ago, but it's not what is now up to norm or the kind of standard of ICU that you would now see in other hospitals. And that's not a criticism of the people who work there in any way. It is just things have moved on, and in the rest of the country, and things haven't quite moved on in Portlaoise when it comes to critical care.
There is a political toxicity associated with any perceived downgrade, any closure or reduction in the emergency department services. Is that going to be a factor in the decision that's made, or will it be purely on the basis of patient safety that a plan is reached?
it's not going to be a factor in any decision that I recommend. As far as I'm concerned, any decisions that are made about reorganising hospital services anywhere in the country need to be based on what's best in terms of patient safety and patient outcomes.